Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 10th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Thursday's performance, we had Friday off. Taking a look at Thursday's performance, we saw a positive one from most U.S. equities. Leading the way to the upside was the NASDAQ composite, up 76 basis points. International equities are also in positive territory, with EEM and EFA up over 40 basis points. Only thing we saw in negative territory was gold, down 45 basis points, but as we'll take a brief look on it, chart didn't have too much impact there. Looking at the chart of the S&P 500, we still see it in a column of X's here at 41.20, obviously continuing to watch this resistance here in the 41.40 to 41.80 level. Move above 4,200 would be the highest level we've seen since August of last year, and break us out of a bit of a small range, if you will, but would still need to clear further resistance. So things to keep an eye on that this week. We also continue to monitor support there at 39.20, as well as the bullish support line at 38.80. For EFA, we've seen last week's action carry it up to 72, showing a potential for a second consecutive buy signal on its default chart here with a move above 73. So we'll keep an eye on that, as well as we're seeing a further rebound out of international equities. From gold, we did see it move back to give a second consecutive buy signal following last Wednesday's action, breaking a triple top there as it rallied up to 2030 here. And again, second consecutive buy signal now trading levels we haven't seen in roughly 12 months. Looking at the March 2022 high there, but really trading into overbought territory right now with gold. So might look to just sit tight with gold, but might not look to take any new exposure at the moment, as we do see it sitting in overbought territory with weekly overbought oversold reading of 71% there. Just something to keep an eye on this week. We didn't have much indicator change or anything like that following Thursday's action. So just wanted to briefly to discuss the view of the asset class group scores right now, just to for things to keep an eye on as the week may transpire. As we look right now, this is that all groups view, and this shows all 134 groups. We have four scoring above that four score in the blue sky zone, if you will. That being market neutral, MLPs, Europe, and precious metals. As we talked about gold rallying into overbought territory, we see precious metals leading the asset class group scores page there. But when we scroll our way down here, we see a number of groups scoring above three. And actually, when we come to here, it's able to move up to 90, which is really the highest number we've seen since roughly 2021. And that is back looking back at July of 2021. So when we look back at July 2021, actually were 88 groups following Wednesday's action. It's now increased up to 90, but following Wednesday's action, this was the closest date we could find that you saw this many groups, 88 groups scoring above the score threshold of three. But it is worth noting that the differences in what we see today versus then. Obviously today we looked back and it was precious metals, MLPs, market neutral, and from there Europe. But looking back to July 2021, obviously seeing mostly U.S. equity. We have India in there for an international equity representative, but pretty strong U.S. equity flavor here with the core market sitting there at second. And as you work your way down here, again, a very strong theme of U.S. equities, as we're seeing mostly sectors, mostly the U.S. groups here. And as we work our way down, we start to see some international as well as a few fixed income groups, but not quite as many as we see when we look back today. Looking at the fixed income groups scoring highly, we actually have more fixed income group sitting here in the upper echelon of the asset class group scores page than we did back then. And roughly looking at the top 25 today, you're looking at about 9 or 10 fixed income groups in the top 25, whereas looking back in July of 2021, you had no fixed income groups in the top 25, really. So it is worth that to note that we're seeing quite some breadth of strength out of fixed income, but we're also seeing that out of international, as well as far as sort of near-term strength out of U.S. equities, as we see these groups still maintaining. Those groups scoring below three, we're seeing some U.S. sectors as well as some international equities, a few fixed income. So it's truly a mixed bag when we look at a lot of the score information today. And much of that, when we look at that as well, looking at those major groups, so this being all U.S. equity diversified, all global and international diversified, all fixed income, commodities, U.S. money market, and all global currency, this represents sort of the six broad asset classes, if you will. And looking at recent score movement, we see very, very tight score movement, you know, indicating some of what we're seeing on the prior page, that we're seeing so many groups scoring above three. But, you know, if we look back to that 2021 period for many of these groups, you saw a pretty notable separation with U.S. equities leading the way. We could go back to that, but this is just showing year to date as far as score movement. And what we really want to discuss here is this tight scoring breadth, really, or it's tight range that we see in terms of scoring. And back on March 17th, it hit its tightest range between these six groups that we've ever seen in its history. So it's worth noting that all six of these groups really are sitting very closely to each other. And at the moment, we see all U.S. equity diversified, as well as all global and international diversified, leading the way, but all fixed income's up there. And this is the tightest they've scored since the latter part of 2018, the tightest in range that these six groups have scored since the latter part of 2018. And ultimately, we did see U.S. emerge as the leadership group there. But what is interesting is we didn't see all fixed income scoring above three at that time either. So there's a lot of things that we're looking in terms of this recent score movement, and namely is the presence of this fixed income strength, or at least near-term strength that we're seeing out of it in terms of a lot of those groups scoring above three. So we continue to monitor rates. And really, as we move into this week, we continue to see if we're able to get some further leadership out of U.S. and international, maybe get some additional kind of score separation by those two groups. And that's really what we continue to monitor for, is we look for some separation and some identifiable leadership from here as these groups all score closely together. But that is what we'll continue to monitor as we go through the beginning of this week and as we wrap towards the end of the week. But as always, if you have any particular questions about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.